Here are the 5 things we did to help our client go from 3x ROAS to 8x ROAS in his first webinar working with us. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale to 7 figures and beyond with webinars. In this episode, we have an exciting case study for you. Hi, this is Terence Tam, your podcast host and founder of Radical Marketing. Today, we're going to talk about a new client of ours whom we helped to get 6 figures in sales at the very first webinar that we helped him to market. And including payments on his installment plans, he will get about 8x ROAS. Today, I'm going to break down the 5 things that we did to improve things for this client who was just getting above 3x ROAS before coming to us. So the first thing that we did was to do a deep dive into his past data to see which ads and videos were generating the best return on ad spend. Based on the message that was the best, we tweaked the existing landing page copy and crafted a headline that was consistently, the bottom line is you don't really need to reinvent the wheel. But you got to spend some time digging into past data to know what has been working. Second thing we did was to improve their funnel. There were 2 big things that we did in the funnel. First of all, we evaluated the existing emails, SMSs, and other messages. And we added more to improve show-up rates by building anticipation because the existing ones were insufficient. Secondly, the client was previously trying to get people who registered for the webinar to enter more information using a Google form just right before the webinar. The process was cumbersome and confused many participants. So what we did was we had a questionnaire as part of the initial sign-up process so that everything was more streamlined and seamless. As a result, we got 68% of people signing up filling in the questionnaire immediately.
I don't see how this actually helped with getting a better return on ad spend.
Good point, Debbie. Let me explain. The fact that the participants had to spend an extra minute to fill in the questionnaire to secure the spot makes them more committed to attend the event. In addition, they were promised a personalized report if they enter the information. So the anticipation of getting that personalized report made them more likely to attend the webinar itself. In fact, 59% of those who filled in the questionnaire attended the webinar, which is a pretty great result. The third thing that we created was a specific design theme for the client. You see, previously the client had a very generic and basic design that looked like it was created from some landing page template. So what we did was we just created a brand new design based on the topic that the client was talking about, which is metaphysics. We also use colors that are consistent with the client's existing brand values. So we eventually settled for blue and gold. Why blue and gold? Well, blue to symbolize trust and gold to symbolize prestige, because this was a manifestation technique that was used by emperors in ancient times. But we didn't stop there. We used fonts, icons, and images that were consistent with this theme. This created a very unique and different design for the client compared to everybody else's out there. So it really helped the client to stand out and be different. And the fourth thing that we did was to improve the messaging in the ads. As I mentioned earlier, after digging deep into what was previously working, we identified one particular ad that was working exceptionally well. So what we did was take that message and write it again using different hooks.
Can you please explain with an example, Terence? I don't understand what you are talking about.
Yeah, Debbie, you're right. So let me explain it this way. If your winning ad was like, discover how to manifest your desires with this simple 3-minute method, the core message here is about manifesting what you want, right? But we can say it in literally hundreds of different ways. For example, I could say, how this 3-minute affirmation helps me attract more opportunities to my business. Or I could also say, The unknown technique that the super rich use to manifest wealth is finally revealed. Or I could also say, I finally discovered why some people seem to be lucky while others hardly get a break in life. I mean, if you ask ChatGPT, it could probably produce hundreds of these headlines in minutes. For us, we normally use ChatGPT for ideas, but then we craft our own headlines. In this case, we tested about 20 different headlines to see what worked. We then quickly killed off the non-performing ones and just kept the best ones. Then we doubled down on the best performing ones by spending more money on them. That's how we built on the client's previous campaigns and improved them even more. And finally, the fifth thing we did was we worked on the creatives. We really didn't have time to shoot brand new videos for this client in this first round of advertising because there was a tight deadline. But what we did was we got our video editor to create several new introductions to the winning video. This means the first 4 to 7 seconds of the video was new, but then it transitioned into the old video. Why did we do this? It's because we wanted to prevent ad fatigue by making the video look new again. And the reason we did this again is because the previous videos had been used for months.
What the heck is ad fatigue? Can you please explain?
Debbie, I'm glad you asked. Ad fatigue is when your audience sees your ad so many times they do not respond to it anymore. In fact, they start getting annoyed about seeing your ad over and over again. That's why, no matter how good your ad performs, after a few months or even a few weeks, you will see a drop in performance. That's when you need to refresh your ad with new images or videos. And yeah, talking about images, what we did was also we created images that fit with the brand and the theme of the landing page. So I'm talking about images for the ads here. So because we use an ancient theme in this example on the landing pages, we actually created a Facebook image that also had Chinese calligraphy on it. This kept the theme consistent and resulted in a lower bounce rate on the landing page. So think about it, right? If you see an ad that has an image like of a modern businessman with a sports car, so imagine you click on the ad and you go to the next page and guess what? You see like some ancient Chinese kind of imagery. You'd be wondering, hey, did I click on the wrong link or something? Because it's like totally not congruent. And this is what a lot of marketers mess up is that they don't have that congruency between the image in the ad and the landing page. So to sum up, here are the 5 quick lessons again. Number 1, don't waste your data. Always use it to make better marketing decisions moving forward. Number 2 is check your funnel for any leaks. Plug those leaks by streamlining your funnel or improving the frequency of your messages. And number 3 is to create a specific design theme that makes you stand out. And number 4, test lots and lots of headlines so that you can find winners faster. And finally, make sure you keep your creatives fresh and captivating to prevent ad fatigue. Now, before I end, I just want to inform you that I have just released a new book. It's called Lead Search, 8 Highly Effective Marketing Funnels for Experts and Coaches. So the good news is, because you're my listener and I love you guys, I'm going to give you a free copy. All you need to do is click on the link in the show notes and you'll be able to follow the instructions to get a free copy. So go ahead and do it now before you forget. I hope you got lots of value from this episode. In the next solo episode, we will talk about how to create high-performing YouTube videos to promote your webinar. Until then, make sure you grab the lessons from this episode and start using them. And yeah, don't forget to get a free copy of my new book. I'll see you in the next episode.